This is Wine, Women, and Revolution with your host, Heather Warburton, coming at you here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. Hi, and welcome to Wine, Women, and Revolution. I'm your host, Heather Warburton, coming at you here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. You can find us online at www.njrevolutionradio.com. Get us wherever you get podcasts from and follow us on all the social medias. Today, we kind of have a quick breaking news story. It's an extra special Wine, Women, and Revolution because it's not going to come out on my main Monday release date. But sometimes there's just stuff going on in the local community that we need to get a quick update out for. And there's a lot going on in South Jersey right now. I think we're covering like maybe four stories that are all going on in the South Jersey area. And this is another one. You know, we just had a last battle maybe not even a month ago, where the Atlantic County Freeholder Board was trying to pass some sort of ice cooperation legislation. And now there's another community in South Jersey, Vineland, that actually has a contract with ICE to allow them to use their shooting range. So today my guest is Mr. Sean Tom. He ran against Van Drew, I think it was last year, was it?
It was 2018.
In the primary, and unfortunately, Van Drew did end up becoming the nominee. But, you know, it's great to see that you're still very involved in the community. So welcome to the show, Sean.
Thanks for having me, Heather. Appreciate the opportunity to kind of talk a little bit on this thing.
So what's going on in Vineland? You're from Vineland, right?
I spent a lot of time growing up in Vineland as a kid, but I was actually born and raised in the Millville area. So I did live in Vineland, have a lot of friends, but you know, Vineland's right next door, so definitely very close to home.
And so what's going on with ICE in Vineland now?
So I had a friend of mine reach out to me and share an article from truthout.org. And on the article, it lists an interactive map where with every company, where they're located, with who has contracts with ICE. So looking at and zooming in on that map, you can see that the city of Vineland is listed as a vendor for an $8,000 contract. Now, after seeing that and sharing it with a couple of people, we decided that we were going to put in an OPR request for the documents regarding that contract. And when we did, we found out that a resolution was passed in March of 2017. It was resolution 2017-167. that created this agreement between ICE and the city of Vineland, where ICE would be able to use their Vineland Police Department's firearms training facility at the tune of $8,000 a year. We did some more research and found that that was passed unanimously through the Vineland City Council with no discussion. And you know, the interesting part about that is that when you look at the meeting minutes as well as the agenda, the only thing that's mentioned in either is it's a memorandum of agreement for usage of the Vineland training facilities. There's no mention either in the agenda or the minutes of the meeting that their contract is with ICE.
Oh, wow. So this seems they were trying to push this through without much public discussion about it and not trigger any alarms of people that...
Yes, and it was pushed through. I mean, and you know, we said it was a unanimous vote from the city council. It actually didn't go into effect until the end of March in 2018. There was a one-year contract from, I believe it was March 27, 2018 to March 26, 2019, with an option to extend that through 2019-2020. I have confirmed with a captain of the Vineland Police Department who's in charge of monitoring that agreement that it has continued. And it is continuing with no plans in sight of terminating that contract on the side of the Vineland City and Vineland Police Department.
Can we talk a little bit about the demographics of Vineland for people who are not familiar with the area? You know, we have listeners throughout the country and in North Jersey. This is a fairly diverse community that is made up of immigrants, right?
Absolutely. There is a large number of Latino people who live in Vineland, and as well as a large population of undocumented immigrants. And, you know, this is an issue for a lot of us, and it hits home because, you know, it starts here. ICE is driving from the Philadelphia office, which is one of the most aggressive offices in the nation, 50 minutes from Philly down to Vineland. and to do this training. Now, who knows what they're looking at, what they're seeing, what they're scoping out along the way. You know, these contracts are typically the beginning point for ICE operating in these areas. It gets them a foothold, it allows them to start building relationships with local police departments, and that typically turns into more when they start doing the raids, and then the city can turn around and say, well, our hands are tied because ICE has jurisdiction because they're a federal entity.
Right. So this actually could be putting community members in danger if they are immigrants. You know, we're seeing ICE is getting more and more and more aggressive throughout the country, that they're even coming after American citizens, people, you know, holding them in detention facilities. I can't remember the name of the man. He was an American citizen, but was held in a detention center for a month, lost 25 pounds while he was held in that facility.
And didn't shower.
Yeah, and we see on the border what ICE is holding children without toothbrushes, or and they're sleeping on Mylar blankets. This is a really aggressive organization under the current regime that we have. So this really, it could be putting community members in danger.
I mean, and we think that it is. While there has been no documentation of any sort of, you know, ICE raids in Vineland that we've been able to see or to kind of, you know, identify, I think whenever you have an organization like that that has proven time and time again they cannot be trusted, who has shown their true colors, that we have to stand up and say, you can't be here, you can't operate here, because it's only a matter of time before it does get to that point.
Right. So what's the community, what are you asking the community to do? Just come to a meeting that's going to be held in the near future?
Yeah, so there is a Vineland City Council meeting on Tuesday, August 27th. It starts at 6:30. We are asking as many people to come out and to pack the city council room as possible, to come out and to share stories, to share why they are against this contract, to ask the city council to terminate that. You know, it's important for us to notice that, to note that right now we're not looking at any sort of direct action until we have our conversation with the city council to see whether or not they are going to be agreeable to possibly terminate this contract. You know, we do want to work and build these relationships, because we have to make sure that if this contract is terminated, that things like this aren't happening again. So we want to give the city council a chance to answer our questions and to hear us out as a community and see really where that goes from there. So that's why we're asking everybody to come out to the meeting. It starts at 6:30 on August 27th at Vineland City Hall. And I can pull up the exact address right now, but you know, I think it's important for us to show up and to show up with numbers so that we can show them that we're not going to stand for this.
Yeah. And that does prove to be effective, that the earlier resolution I was talking about in Atlantic County with the freeholders, the community showed up and that resolution was pulled, and it ended up being a fairly agreeable, like they agreed to like have conversations with the immigrant community about what does a something that protect the immigrant community really look like. So, you know, you're giving the chance for the Vineland Council to do the right thing. And sometimes that does help. And if not, I'm assuming then is when direct actions might start happening. But
yes, and we've already had conversations with different people in different organizations, and you know, that from what we will potentially work on and next, because as somebody who is doing work in the community, you know, former political candidate, you know, I have no intentions of running for political office again anytime in the future, but this is a non-negotiable for me when it comes to jeopardizing families and people who are living and contributing to our society and their communities. This is a non-negotiable. These fear tactics, these operations, they cannot exist in our communities. And it's up to us as community members to use our privilege to stand up and say, hey, this is not happening. No matter how uncomfortable it may make people to be able to say, listen, this is our home and we're not standing for it. So I do have the address, by the way, the address for Vineland City Hall for all your listeners. If you want to come out, I know some people may be driving a distance, but it's 340 East Wood Street in Vineland, New Jersey. No, I'm sorry, not 340, 640 East Wood Street in Vineland, New Jersey.
All right. And is there a coalition built? Like, are there various organizations that are involved in opposing this?
I'm not at a point right now where I want to be naming specific organizations, but there are going, I have been told, and I've had some conversations, there are going to be people who are coming out, especially some of the people who were very vocal for the resolution that was going on in Atlanta County. So, you know, I think it's awesome that we're going to see this solidarity and this camaraderie to come together and to build and to say enough is enough. Because this, like I said, this is something that nobody even knew was happening. If truthout.org doesn't put in requests for information from ICE, we may never have even known this contract was happening in existence. And it is in direct violation of the Attorney General of New Jersey's order to not cooperate with ICE as they are allowing ICE to use their private facilities.
Yeah, so it's great that we're getting this knowledge out to people so that the community has a chance to stand up and say, we don't want this in our community. This is not helpful for us. This is not something we want to see. And this is how communities build real power. So it's great to see that this work is being done. Thank you for
what you're
doing.
All the power to the people. and thank you for having me on to share. And, you know, please feel free to put my contact information in your show notes in case anybody wants to reach out and to be a part of this or has any questions or anything along those lines.
All right. Thanks for being here today. It was great talking to you.
Likewise, Heather. Thank you. Appreciate the work you're doing.
To my listeners, thanks for joining us for this little quickie episode here. Hopefully we can get out and show some support here to the Vineland community. And, you know, it's all about community here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. We are part of a community. We are not some corporate entity that's trying to shape and manipulate a story. We are trying to stand for the activist community. So that's why we always have to ask you guys for help. If it's all possible, we only take donations from you guys. So if you can go onto our website, www.njrevolutionradio.com, click on that donate button. You can support us on Patreon or through PayPal. Even if it's only a couple of dollars a month, it really does help us go a long way and get out to more events. The future is yours to create. Go out there and create it.